This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 Bandcamp with Adam Todd, and our next guest is currently touring to launch his debut album, We're Too Young. We just heard one of the tracks, Young Man, from that very album. It's out right now through Island and Universal Records. He'll be in town next week here in Melbourne playing the Toff in town on September 12th, and he's joining us on the line. Welcome to Bandcamp, Andy Bull.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm good. I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you, but I'm doing my best.
Okay. Now, the album's finally out.
Yes.
It's been, I read somewhere, 7 years. Is that correct?
Well, there's songs on the album which were written almost 7 years ago. Well, 7 years ago. Yeah, absolutely. Like that one you just played then, actually, I think I wrote when I was 18 years old. So, and I'm 25 tomorrow. So, it's yeah, it's been a long, long process.
Wow. Happy birthday for tomorrow.
Thank you.
Now, did you? You must have celebrated the day the album was out.
I liken it to finishing my HSC. It's not so much a celebration; it's just massive relief in a way, because there were so many times along the way when it wasn't even certain that it was going to come out. We came up against so many obstacles and so many kind of curveballs and things that that happened that almost, you know, stop things dead in their tracks. So when we actually got it out in the end a couple of months ago, or what is it, not a month ago now, it was just a massive relief.
And how's the feedback been around it, both sort of industry-wise and from the fans as well?
It's been really, really good. And surprisingly, the things that I thought were going to be a problem, the things that I thought people were going to criticise about it, have been things that actually people have said they really enjoy. So there are elements of the songwriting and the production that I was concerned people would think were unfashionable or old-fashioned or something like that.
Okay.
And I was concerned that might have alienated people.
Yeah.
But actually it's been the thing that people have responded to.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah, so that's really good. It's been really cathartic to get it out and just get some perspective on it.
Great. Now, your voice is probably one of the most unique male voices in Australia at the moment. Do you find it's a talking point?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely. Absolutely. Well, I guess it's the first thing people notice, really, because people hear it and they often think it's a girl at first.
Yeah.
But I assure you, I'm 100% all man. But people hear it and they go, well, what is that? But, you know, like I say, the quirks of what you do, sort of, if for anybody who's creating something, the quirks of what you do, they can be perceived as a strength or a weakness depending on how you approach them. So for me, having a high voice, it could have been something to be really shy about, or something, you know, to feel like I had to apologize for. But instead, what I've tried to do is just figure out the best way to use it. And I know that it's high, and I know that it's different. It's not as if I'm unaware of that.
Yeah.
But what I've tried to do is just learn how to sing with it the best that I can and make the most of it. And I think that kind of approach has been instrumental to the whole album working, you know.
Yeah, just embracing it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But that's the thing, you know, your quirks is what set you apart. So that, you know, people might pick at you for those quirks, but ultimately that's really what defines you, and that's what allows you to contribute something different, which I think is, you know, what art's all about.
Exactly, and especially at the moment when there's so much competition for, you know, airplay and record sales and downloads, trying to get people sort of into your music is quite a difficult thing to do at the moment.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, just to have anything to distinguish you, anything that's part of a story and that you can, like I say, offer that's different, because there's so much music. There's so many amazing bands and amazing artists and talented people. It's not as if there's a shortage of creativity. So it's actually a blessing to have something come naturally that distinguishes you slightly.
Exactly, yeah. Now, I have to mention, you were a finalist in Clio's Bachelor of the Year earlier this year. You're probably rolling your eyes because you're over it. But how did you deal with balancing your music with such a public thing, such a mainstream public thing as well?
Well, you know what? I thought, to hell with it. They asked me to do the Cleo thing, and I thought, should I do with it, or you know, is that going to give people the wrong impression? And I just thought, oh, heck, who gives it? Like, flattering. I'll go for it. And I thought, you know, I'm a piano player and a singer and a songwriter, and I think that the perception of singer-songwriters who play piano is that we're shriveled up little creatures. So I thought, you know what, bugger it. I worked as a personal trainer for years as part of the jobs I did to actually pay for my album before I got signed to Island.
Okay.
And so I, you know, I always loved working out and being fit and all that kind of stuff. I went, bugger it, you know, I did this for years. No one's everyone thinks I'm a shriveled up tennis player. So I just whipped off my top and had the photos taken.
Why not?
And
why
now
not?
I've been immortalized in Cleo magazine, me looking a little bit sheepish without a shirt on.
I'm sure people are Googling right now, Andy Bull shirtless.
Although I think if you Google Andy Bull, I think there's a sports writer in the UK with a beer gut. So
oh no, that's not you.
That's not me.
Make sure you enter Cleo Bachelor of the Year next to the Andy Bull. Then
that's right.
is there that expectation now from the crowd to whip your shirt off during a set?
Oh hell no, hell no. You know, one of my favourite artists ever was. Is a guy named D'Angelo, who's this American guy who did all this like new soul stuff, and had a bit of a career which kind of faded off because he's disappeared now. I think he's not well, or I don't know what's happened, but he was around sort of 99-2000, and the dude is pretty short, but he's just cut like a diamond, and he had a film clip where his shirt was off and he's naked the whole film clip, and the frame in the film clip stops just above his privates, and he looks amazing. But ever since then, at every show, the girls would just start screaming at him to take his shirt off, you know. And so I remember reading about how this had given him a massive complex, because before the show he'd be doing push-ups and sit-ups, you know, get a pump, so that when he came on stage he'd take off his clothes and he'd look really good. But I read in a blog that the drummer of the band was saying that it just became like obsessive, and he'd spend like an hour before each show,
jeez,
you know, trying to get himself looking good, because the girls would start screaming to take the shirt off, and it was like too much for him, you know.
You got to do what you got to do.
Well, no, I reckon keep it all on. Anyway, I hope now he's a big fat bastard who doesn't give a rat.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, he might make a remake of the video clip or something.
Yeah, exactly. With man boobs jiggling around.
Very nice. Very nice. So now that the album's out, what's the plan for the rest of the year apart from you touring over the next month?
Apart
or so?
From touring, well, we've got the tour in September. I'm looking to try to get to the UK in October.
Oh, cool.
So we're trying to make that happen. And then I've got another tour in November supporting Tim Finn. We're doing the country. And then I hope to get started on another album over, you know, December, January, because it's just, you know, it's all on now. Let's go, let's do it. This album has been really well responded to, and I just want to keep going. So
I guess it must be motivating to, you know, after 7 years of working on some of this stuff, to actually have it out probably motivates you to, you know, keep the ball rolling, I guess. And
absolutely, because like I said before, there are 7 years where you don't know if anything's going to happen.
Yeah.
Working really, really hard, and it can be quite discouraging. I mean, there were really good times too, but it's like now that the album is out, it's massive catharsis, because there's so much. Now I feel like that first one is out of is done. It's like I'm here now. The door's kind of open, so I really want to just keep going. And you know, I'm a songwriter, so you know I write songs. That's what I do. So I can't wait to just keep pushing. You know.
Great, excellent. Well, we've got one final question. It's one that we ask each guest here on Bandcamp. It's a bit of a tricky one, so get your thinking cap on. Basically, I'm going to read you Joy's mission statement as a community radio station. Mm-hmm. And in that time, I'd like you to come up with a mission statement for your music. So basically what you're all about.
Okay.
You up for it?
Yes.
All right, well, here's your thinking time. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. Andy Bull, what is your mission statement?
Well, firstly, that's a terrific mission statement. Mine's not going to measure up to that.
That's okay.
But I would say that my mission statement would be to hopefully endeavour to make music that made the complexities of life seem a little bit simpler. That's all.
Fantastic.
A little bit easier to deal with.
Well, very good. On the spot. Very nice.
Thank you.
Now, the album is We're Too Young. It's out now through Island Records. The artist is Andy Bull. The website is myspace.com/Andy Bull. The gig is September 12 at Toff in Town. And the thank you is to Andy Bull for joining us here on Bandcamp.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Now, do you have a favourite on the CD at all? We've heard Young Man, and I also played Small Town Girl earlier. Do you have
I would say play track 3, She's a Ghost.
All right, great. Here it is right now here on Joy. You're on Bandcamp with Adam Todd. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks very much.
See ya.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.